A Psalm of Lament. Where are you, Lord, in our affliction? Why do you hide your face in times of trouble? Where is your saving arm, your strong right hand, in the face of this microscopic enemy? I am imprisoned in my own home, unable to escape from my children for even a moment. I snap and yell, I stomp and fuss. And then I know my guilt, for others are facing much worse now and in days to come. Where are you, O Lord? Why do you not rise up and stop this virus? For the sake of your glory, for the sake of your name, make this vanish with a word, like the mist before a morning sun. I'm worried about my parents, my in-laws, all those in my parents' generation who raised me in their love. I am anxious about friends who already struggle with their health. I see people losing jobs, and refugees losing even what small place they had. I see the sick with no room at the hospitals, and the lonely and depressed sinking lower. This disease is coming, 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 and none can stop it but you. Why do you not come? You of great love and great power, you alone have the means to deliver us. Why have you removed your saving hand? Where are you, Lord, in our darkness? I see the answer when I gaze at the cross. You are here. Our tears are your tears. Our pain is your pain. Our grief is your grief. Our suffering is your suffering. You who have every right to the glory of heaven have chosen to be with us in all of our sorrow. I see your presence in the face of my girls, in the hands of my husband, in the eyes of my neighbor. I see your presence in the coming together, in the surrounding each other, in the laying down of what we once held dear. Teach us, O Lord, what is most important. Teach us to treasure what your heart treasures. Help us to slow down and give up, to give each other our time and full attention, to be still and quiet with you. Teach us to know that you are God. We are your people, your very own sheep. Help us to open our hands and let go of that which we have grasped too tightly. Help us to rearrange our hearts and priorities until they more closely align with yours. Help us not to waste these days, but to use them to more fully love you, to more fully love each other, to more fully love those who don't yet know you. We trust your heart toward us. With your strength, we will use this time wisely to number our days and gain wisdom. We will give rather than hoard. We will serve rather than weep. We will search for you in the small bits of beauty you have scattered all around us. We will praise you and give thanks in this, as in the most perfect of times. For you are our God and have promised to never forsake us. You have promised that a day is coming when all of this pain will fade, when all of this sorrow will disappear like the morning dew when the heat of the sun arrives. We trust in your promise and will wait patiently for you. Satisfy us in the morning with your steadfast love, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days.